Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the World According to Velvet. We're back again. Jacob, I think Jen too, and I are going to have a little follow-up discussion on our talk yesterday. It's sort of an extension of what we talked about, but it's in some ways it's more about the energy of what happened yesterday on the show. We were talking, and I don't even, you know, I didn't go back and listen to it because I didn't feel like I needed to. It was just the energy and what I felt. Jacob and I were talking about something, and he said something, and I felt this, I perceive it as one of those feeling bodies you were talking about yesterday, and I didn't allow it. I reacted to it, and what I ended up doing is I contracted, and I felt the contraction in my heart, and like I felt like I had to protect my heart, and I my energy changed, obviously, and Jacob felt it too. Probably anybody who listened felt it, and so he called me almost immediately after we were finished, and we had a great talk about it, and excuse me. So today we would like to talk about the whole notion of allowing people to have their own perspectives. And also, I think this is kind of tied to that Saturn and Sag thing. It's black or it's white. I'm right or I'm wrong. And I think this is an opportunity for me as a Sag rising to understand that just because somebody has another perspective different than mine, I don't have to be wrong. And I think I was reacting to being wrong. I am still working on it to understand, but it was a great gift. And so, Jacob, I want to thank you for that gift yesterday and for where it's going to lead both of us and maybe people who are listening. So what about, I'd love your perspective.
Yeah, from my perspective, I just want to thank you in really showing me how to be very careful with the language I choose to use when interacting with anybody, when I share these things that are very dear to my heart, so I don't come across as attacking anybody. I don't want to, through my language, I don't want to inflict harm upon anybody or inflict a certain emotion that will arise to make them feel how you felt, you know, how you felt wrong or how you felt like I was maybe attacking, you know, which you hold very dear to your heart. I definitely never want to do that. And I think it will be a long road if I continue to engage with people in that manner. So for me in that moment, it was a spectacular teaching to really take a step back and to see how to work on perfecting my own language so I can come across, so I can still articulate where I'm coming from, how I see reality, how I perceive things in space and time and beyond space and time, but coming from a perspective where I'm not at odds with anybody. I'm allowing the space for all types of experience to be expressed. So for that, I really want to thank you.
Well, and like I said, I don't even know if your words were attacking. I just know it triggered a feeling body in me, which was a gift. It was a huge gift, right? Because I think all of my life, when somebody had a belief or, I guess you could call it a belief or a perspective different from my own, I was of the perspective that if you're right, I'm wrong, and I don't like to be wrong. And so I don't know that you were attacking at all. All I know is how I reacted to your words. And so that I have to take responsibility that I don't know that you were attacking me. I just know what it triggered in me.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you're saying, but I mean, immediately after I said what I said, I could feel the shift, and I felt like I, for whatever reason, I played a part in that, and I know there's a better way to go about that. It's something I guess I've always dealt with. With me, it's my scorpion energies of trying to get right to the core of things, but I have to always take into consideration everyone else's feelings in that moment and allow for, like I said, just for that expansive perspective, so I'm not cornering anybody in my language, so I don't come about as harsh, or because I think then that limits the experience that could be there in that moment for engagement. Because by speaking to one another, it is a ceremony in and of itself, as we try to provide words for these experiences that we're having. I mean, it's an amazing time where we can come together and be at odds with one another, but still reach a space of understanding and of allowance at the very end.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's funny that this is already happening, because I didn't really set a New Year's resolution. I don't really do that, but I really want to be mindful for me personally about being impeccable with my word and also speak using my voice. And so I think I don't always know how to put my truth of the moment out there, because my truth changes. And I think that is the gift that you bring when you really hear somebody else's perspective, is that you allow your truth to evolve. And in the past, what I noticed this yesterday is when you were speaking and I reacted, I couldn't hear you anymore. And therefore, I couldn't listen to what you were telling me, and I couldn't take in your perspective. And I think I'm not the only one who does that when somebody who has a different belief than theirs puts theirs out there, and your beliefs are maybe not at odds, but they're not exactly the same. Does that make sense?
I mean, absolutely. And that's a really great teaching for me to be aware of coming across in a manner that doesn't support people to shut off like that. Because that's a teaching that I've come up with a lot, because I speak very directly and very matter-of-factly and very harsh at times. So for me to get that reflection of what happened yesterday, it's not the first time that's happened, and it's definitely there for me to see. Because if I really am trying to express myself and wish to be heard and wish to be understood, I have to come across in a manner that the heart is open enough to listen to the language that I'm choosing to use, that's coming through me in that moment, as opposed to shutting down.
Yeah,
and
I'm
very equitable in that.
Well, and I think it's funny that you're a Scorpio and I'm a Pisces, right? So I have all these Scorpios around me, and I love their directness. I can count on Scorpios to tell me what they believe, you know, which I appreciate. But I think as a Pisces, I have always taken it. I've taken their intense energy personally, I know they aren't attacking me. And so, again, there's this dynamic that you are giving me a gift to look at. Thank you. But this idea that if my pericardium is functioning properly, it spins around my heart, and you can say whatever you want, and it won't get in. It won't hurt me, and I will be able to hear you. And so that's the work that I have to do. And, again, your teaching to me yesterday was probably one of the most important ones of my life. And I don't know. I think it's really cool. And so I guess it kind of leads me on to this bigger question that you texted me about talking about today, is how can we support and empower people to bring the universal codes that they carry through them that may not always be at odds, but they're going to be different, and they're going to make us question our perspective or our beliefs.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's it's incredible that we're living in a time where these conversations can be readily had and readily understood by so many people on this planet. This is the great work that we're trying to bring into language right now. And it's really incredible that not only can we come from the perspective of sharing our own story, but also listen to many stories that may not match with ours. And like you said, reach some type of understanding that actually empowers us more, because at the end of the conversation, we're generally left with a sensation or a feeling of the magnitude of our true expression. It actually validates what we are attempting to say at the end of these conversations. A lot of times for me, language comes through that I don't necessarily consciously use throughout the day, but when I engage in conversations like this, energy and words just flow through me. So for me, it's as if I'm almost a third party listening to the language coming through me as well.
Right. Right. Well, and, you know, if just for our listeners, in many ways, Jacob and I have very, very similar beliefs about the story, you might say, of the planet. And it's just that there's something, we must be going to expand, or maybe I should speak for myself, I'm probably going to expand my awareness of my story, so to speak.
Yeah, agreed. And perhaps that is why I'm very hungry right now to have these conversations so I can pierce through the veil more and more on a daily basis and really loading my attention and my awareness in the present moment, bringing in those codes that you spoke of earlier, bringing in the cosmic codes and understanding, well, how they apply on this planet, how to bring that wisdom that we all carry, our universal wisdom, to this planet at this time and share it with all those that are interested, and to embody that in everything we do and to really carry those frequencies and carry that in integrity in all acts that we do, whether it's, you know, taking a shower in the morning, being fully present, washing the dishes, or just, you know, interacting with a cashier at a grocery store.
Yeah, right. I think you're right. And so I don't know if this is the appropriate time, but I would like you, if you don't mind, if you let the words come through you, that I need to hear about your perspective, so I can expand my perspective today. If there's something that Gaia Sophia is impelling you to tell me, I'm all ears, my heart is open, I can listen and hear what you have to say.
Okay, well, I guess I will just start with a great message that is coming through me in these times is, you know, it's beautiful that we all carry, you know, that we carry stories beyond the earth, that we carry universal stories of where we come from, our origination point, maybe where we're emanating from, and our past lives. But for me, I'm really highly focused on how does that apply to this particular moment. There is only the eternal moment, the eternal now, and we're heavily immersed in it. So how to bring all that wisdom and all those stories to a singularity of expression in this moment on this planet at this time? And for me, I really think we have to focus our attention on our planet itself, on our mother, on our local system. All those stories can apply, sure, but I really feel if we wish to make change, if we wish to actually create the community Shambhala on this planet that we all see for all species to thrive in, we really have to put it in terms of the earth, bring it into the physical, bring it into the matter, and actually speak it and then embody it. I'm not really sure where to go from here. Do you have any particular questions that I can speak from, or?
Well, no, I think that is a very valid perspective, and I feel like I'm supposed to share something with you, but before I do, I think you and I and Laurel, or you and I and Jen, have talked about this woman named Laurel Emmert, who lives here in our community, and she does this crystal medicine wheel. And what she does is she builds two wheels, one with the crystals going energetically one way and one going the other, and then she has a person who has a question, or you put the question in the center, and then all the people around the wheel wait for the answer to come through them, through their own perspective. And when she drums and rattles it, and with the help of the wheel, it's like everybody brings through their own perspective. And what was really fascinating to me the first few times that I did it is people could have exact opposite perspectives, but through that crystal wheel, we were able to see how every perspective was critical to answering the question. And so that kind of leads me to a little story. Is it okay if I tell you this little story?
Absolutely, please.
Okay. So I was on the city council here in Whitefish, and at the time I was really struggling because change was happening so fast that every time they knocked the building down, I would cry. I mean, literally, I took it. I saw grief as a loss, or change as a loss. And I was sitting with this woman, and I was telling her how I would just start crying when I was on the city council, right? I'd be on the council, and I'd start crying. And she said, "Did you leave a planet that blew up?" And I just started bawling, right? I just started sobbing. And I had no conscious awareness of any story about being on any other planet or anything. But what I felt was huge emotion, one of the biggest emotions I've ever felt. And then, so I didn't really think much about it. I just thought, well, yeah, that makes sense. You know, that was a big change and it was a big loss. And so then last year I have my apprenticeship class, and Jen was actually working on me with another of the apprentices, and they were doing some of the Divine Blueprint work. And Jen, between Jen and the other guy, they took me back to that story about leaving a planet that was blown up. And what I felt, you know, again, this is a story, and I'm a Pisces, so it's symbolic, and, you know, it's probably more about the emotion, but the idea that there was such a huge sense of loss, where as I'm leaving this planet, I see it get blown up, and I am of the perspective that humans, by design, earthlings, like here on this planet, humans by their design are designed to connect to the heart of their planet. And so when my planet was blown up, I was adrift. I felt completely adrift. And what ended up coming up at some point tied to this story is when I came to this planet, which who knows what that story is all about, but when I came to this planet, my heart was able to connect to the heart of this planet, and that sense of loss and sense of being adrift, I don't have that anymore because of my connection to this planet. And so I feel like that is somehow tied, Jacob, to what you're telling us.
Yeah, I mean, that's. Thank you for sharing that story first and foremost. And I think that is the biggest... I think that's the greatest teaching of this day and age, is that we all have the potential to connect with that aspect of the planet that resides. For me, I always go into the core, and I'm met with this churning and intense luminosity, this very palpable light that fills me and consumes me with its love. And I feel that's where the wisdom comes from, is we have to connect to that source, and then it moves through us. And by connecting to that source is our true connection to the cosmos. Because, I mean, our planet is part of the universe as well. The wisdom, the codes that she carries. I mean, let's face it, she's a super organism. I mean, we're incredible organisms in our own right, along with every other manifestation of wisdom on this planet. But, I mean, consider her on those terms. I mean, what a form of consciousness. What an amazing manifestation that she is. So for me, especially with us living in her atmosphere, with us breathing her air and drinking her blood, I think we really have to build that connection and really ask every storyline that we pick up and everything we see in the world, you know, what is it to her? What is it to her on her terms? And I think by asking those questions, by really trying to commune with this planet, by allowing her language to fill us and to move us, that's a good starting point. And then from there, we can move outwards and really try to understand our own universal connection beyond space and time. And then weave those threads together in the third medicine, which is us humans, and then embody that divine blueprint that you speak of, because that is our endowment. Our endowment is to become that medicine on this planet. We all carry medicine bundles, and it's time for us to bring them together, to share, to express our medicine on this planet and to celebrate that. It's a true gift, and I really just ask everyone out there to come together right now with those you love and to share your medicine. Even if it's not perfected, by sharing, that is how we perfect our medicine, because we get intel from one another through sharing, through listening, through just that experience of beholding.
Thank you. And so I think what I'm going to do is that I'm going to invite any listener out there. I don't know if you are listening live. We would love to have you join this conversation. But if you listen to this later, I would like to have this radio program be a platform for sharing your story, for sharing your medicine in a way that maybe you haven't done before. And like Jacob's, his words are his medicine, and his connection to this planet is his medicine. And, you know, and what he and Jen are doing right now is a very powerful expansion of their medicine. And so I would just, again, like to thank you two for the work that you're doing and for this opportunity for all of us to grow as individuals and as a collective.
Well, thank you dearly, Velvet. I mean, you are an incredible... This term is a little weird because to me you're young and vibrant, but you're an incredible elder. I mean, what I cherish about you deeply is you speak a lot of what you're learning now. I think that's a powerful teaching in our time, is to speak and to talk about what we are currently learning. It's nice to draw upon what we've learned and the wisdom we've accumulated, but I think a more powerful voice is what we are currently learning in real time, and to bring that language to one another and to really flush out the wisdom. There's so much that's coming through right now. And for me, the only way I can really handle it is by allowing it to come through me and to speak it to others. It's coming, it's traveling at such a velocity that it's really difficult for me to do anything else with other than to articulate it and to express it through language. And I feel that perhaps a lot of people are feeling that same thing right now. And to provide a platform such as yours for people to express their story and to feel that the environment is safe and conducive for them to just move into that space and to let the language flow through them, I think is very important. And not only that, but then it goes out into the airwaves and it goes out into the etheric realms on this planet. And it's really building the networks that we need to make the real shift that's right before us. I mean, it is happening. We're all living that right now. We're all coming into union with all those forces. And I just thank you so deeply from my heart for your role in all of this. I know for me and Jen personally, you've been a huge support, and you are with us every step of the way. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, and, you know, as you're talking, Jacob, what's coming is that, you know, for the next 2 years, but we just started 2015, right? And what I feel like is coming is this thing about about the universal codes and how we come from all over, but we come from one source, but we've had all these different experiences, and we're here now, and we're here now to take all the wisdom that we've garnered over eons and express it now in this moment on this amazing planet. And I really feel like the voice, your words, our words, are going to be a huge gift this year. And we may all be challenged on some level to speak our truth for fear of being persecuted or for saying the wrong thing or even, like you said, maybe coming on too strong sometimes. But I think we don't learn how to put it out there so people can hear it unless we practice putting it out there. And so I am really excited that this might be the year of the word. And in the beginning was the word. So I don't know. I'm kind of excited now. I felt kind of bad yesterday after our show, but I'm really excited because I think we allowed the evolution to occur.
Absolutely, and we are in this time where we can still speak these truths, like you said, without worrying about being persecuted. And that's, you know, that always hasn't been the case in our history. So we must really acknowledge that and realize that and go for it. I mean, 2015 is the year of balance and of going for it on all fronts, bringing everything that we wish to bring to this planet, bringing it into the physical. Whether it's through language, whether it's through song, whether it's through any type of art form, or just interacting with our human family and finally bringing back the true nature of our species. Because, you know, doing a lot of the research that we're doing, traveling to South America, there's a lot of fear out there where people really love to focus on what humans have been conditioned, how they've been conditioned to behave. And I really think through your program, we're going to really be able to shine a spotlight on the true potent beauty of humanity and the true faculties and our true nature of expression. And I think 2015 is the year of that true expression, where it flowers, where it blossoms, and where from here forward it's just blooming. It's in full blossom, and it will just continue to flower like a thousand petal lotus. And that is what
beautiful.
I'm seeing. I'm seeing every human vehicle that is preparing themselves for this experience will be flowering in their heart center and in every molecule in their body.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's powerful. I'm going to have to go back and write that down, because the full blossoming of our true expression. That's it. That's beautiful. I think you nailed it. Thank you.
that's just the gift that the earth gives me. When I'm consumed by that light, that's just what I see. That it starts in my heart center, and eventually it consumes my whole molecular makeup until that is just what it is. That's what I am. That's what all is. It's just that flowering lotus. Flowering lotus of luminosity is how I truly see it.
Flowering. Say that again.
A flowering lotus of luminosity. It's just this churning, palpable light that's teetering between the formless and the form.
Thank you. Well, we only have a couple of minutes, and so we're not going to speak probably for another week, and I just kind of wanted to find out what your guys' plans are and what kind of adventures you're going to have, if you have any idea. And how we can energetically hold for you over the next week.
Right now it's looking like we may be going down through Baja, California, and New Mexico. That's seeming like we're both kind of getting intuitive hits that is the route that we should be taking. And we're going to hopefully be maybe volunteering at an orphanage down there that we're familiar with, and then at a farm also. So right now, that's the type of research we are doing, is trying to solidify all of that.
And this is Jen, obviously. It's not just any farm, but in The Secret Life of Plants, and also in The Secret Life of Soil. Yeah, written by Peter Tompkins. He speaks of a man named Gabriel Howarth. Gabriel Howarth was a man who, in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, went to parts of Mexico and was welcomed as a white man into those parts for whatever reason, most likely because it was his destiny. And as that kind of generation was dying, he learned sacred geometry and farming. So the Aztecs would build, and the Mayans would build, these pyramids where they were kind of not just farming, but like where they were kind of collecting what they would eat. And he studied why they did that. And so he's a man who's, I don't know how old he is now, maybe 70s, 80s. And he has not only a farm, but a seed collective with over 3,500 plants and seed varieties that he's trying to save and keep going for, you know, for the next generation. So he has a lot of layers to the wisdom that he has. And so it's very exciting. Also, before it ends, I kind of want to add that as an observer between you and Jacob, which you pointed out, like, he's a Scorpio and you're a Pisces and I'm a Cancer, so we make the triad of the water signs. That it's really, like, it's kind of a gift to be a water sign, because, I mean, all the triads of the signs have their contribution, their gifts to the world. But what I see really coming through you and Jacob is just how the water signs kind of play out these emotions for the collective. They kind of play out what the collective emotions are, and the kind of the hurts maybe, or the, I don't know what I'm trying to explain, but I really feel like you guys are like a microcosm of playing out something that's a lot of people are playing out in a, but you guys are doing it in a much more aware way. So, yeah, that's what I have to say.
Well, thanks. That's a great perspective, because I do feel like, you know, there's a big collective drama going on. And as a Pisces, I never know whether I'm playing out something personal or collective. This is personal, I think. Oh, personal. Well, I got about 8 seconds, so I want to say goodbye and thank you both for sharing your wisdom and your medicine and keep it. Let me stay here in Montana right now with the roads and the snow and the ice. Keep it on the road, okay?
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Love you very much, Mother. Thank you.
I love you too. Bye-bye.